Father Jose Mut became the resident priest and lived in this room shortly after President Abraham Lincoln returned the mission to the Catholic Church. Looking at the large 1870s photograph of Mission San Juan Capistrano, you can only imagine how through 40 years of disputed ownership and neglect, it was in ruins when Father Mut arrived. Listen to Education Director Megan Duquette as she describes this incredible figure in mission history.
He served the mission for 20 years, from 1866 to 1886. And, you know, can you imagine living in the frontier, kind of the Wild West town of San Juan Capistrano, a small community? And, you know, he was responsible for not only serving as the parish priest for Mission San Juan Capistrano, but also Mission San Luis Rey and all the Native American communities in this 60-mile vicinity. So he'd get in his horse and carriage and go visit these communities. Not only that, he was responsible for trying to preserve what was left of the decaying mission. And so with a little bit of help and you know, a little bit of money, he was able to whitewash buildings and help preserve what he could. And one thing that he did leave as kind of a legacy to this building itself is the second story of the south wing. He was concerned about his personal safety and the safety of the mission's priceless artifacts. And so he built this second story, and the only way you could access it was with a ladder. So at night, Father Jose Mut would climb up the ladder and pull it up after himself. And one mission historian wrote later on that his room was more suitable as a chicken coop than a bedroom.